You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Consumers have come to expect the same level of attention and personalization from you that they receive from the biggest and boldest tech companies on the planet. So how do you deliver effortless interaction and personal offers across all devices? Well, the solution is hyper-personalization. And CleverTap's own Abhishek Gupta tells us how retailers can harness it to grow their businesses to millions and more. All this in episode number 459. Welcome to Mobile Presence, your destination for everything mobile. I'm your host, as always, Peggy Ann Saltz, mobile analyst, tech consultant, senior Forbes writer, and founder of Mobile Groove, bringing you, as always, every 2 weeks, yes, Reimagine Growth, a special mini-series on retention marketing powered by CleverTap. CleverTap is a modern integrated retention cloud that empowers digital consumer brands to increase customer retention and lifetime value. That's why every 2 weeks we bring you tips and advice from marketers at major consumer brands who trust CleverTap to achieve their retention and engagement goals. Of course, today we're going to mix it up a little bit. We're going to speak with someone at CleverTap. We're going to talk about what some analysts are calling the Netflix effect. So since lockdown, we have racked up record numbers of hours consuming streaming content. I have, you have, I'm sure we all have, because these are the services, you know, the Spotify's, the Netflix. They just magically seem to understand what each and every one of us wants and appreciates. So we get what we want, even before we ask for it. And that's the magic. So it's no wonder that consumers now have come to expect the same level of attention and personalization from all brands and businesses they interact with across all the devices, across their daily journey. But is it enough to meet consumer needs and clinch that deal based on a knowledge of what we've done in the past? So past behavior, past purchases. Or should companies, for example, retailers, be bolder and adapt marketing to our unique needs in real time? Well, today we're talking to Abhishek Gupta. He's Chief Customer Officer at CleverTap, and he believes, we'll stick with retail for the moment, retailers, for example, can drive deep relationships and repeat purchases by harnessing hyper-personalization right now, in the now, to prepare by harnessing hyper-personalization right now, in the now, to prepare for the future of retail. Abhishek, it's great to have you here on Mobile Presence. Thank you for taking the time from your offices in Mumbai, I understand.
Thank you, Peggy. Excited to be here.
Great to have you. And we talked at the start, first of all, your chief customer officer. What does that mean? What do you do?
Yeah, so in my role, I'm responsible for all post-sales functions. After a customer has come to us, I'm responsible for ensuring that they're onboarded and integrated well with us. I have to ensure that they're being supported really well throughout the journey with CleverTap. And very importantly, I have to ensure that they are actually achieving the business outcomes for which they invested in the Clever Dev product. In a sense, I'm responsible for ensuring that our customers are growing with us and we in turn are growing along with them.
So I notice, you know, across your track record, 2 decades of experience at digital first businesses delivering strong retention and high growth. What talent or trait have you taken with you on your own personal journey that helps you most in doing your job at CleverTap?
So I have always focused on our customers. I've always kept our customers at the center of our decision making. And what that has resulted in is in terms, it has improved our ability to help our customers succeed. And when our customers succeed, we basically succeed along with them. So the growth and retention, Peggy, that you mentioned about, it principally comes from the fact that I've been able to help our customers succeed. Now, to help them succeed, there are a couple of things that I've done. One is we provide solutions to our customers. But what our customers also need to succeed is we need to have a deep level of understanding with respect to their business. So consciously, I've made attempts to make sure that we understand the business that our customers are in. We understand the business objectives they have, and that has improved our ability to help our customers succeed. What we've also done is we've also taken a little bit of a strategic look in terms of helping a customer succeed. So outside of the narrow tactical goals, I would spend time with the customers. I spend time with the customers to make sure that we're able to help them chart the long-term goals and in the process, lay out a plan that helps them move forward. So it is really about just thinking for the customer, thinking along with them, thinking through all the obstacles which they may have in their path and solving for each one of those things in a methodical manner. And the most critical aspect is doing so in a repeatable manner across the board. And that really helps us, that really has helped me achieve the growth and retention and helping our customers succeed.
You're customer focused, and that's important. And we're learning and hearing so much more about that. Again, you're also passionate about product, not only within CleverTap, but also the connection to customer experience for your customers. Tell me about that connection.
So product is a part of the customer experience. It is how customers realize value. So whether it be innovation, whether it be in terms of adoption, whether it be in terms of customers realizing value from the product, it is all part of the one single thing. So we work very closely with the product team to make sure that our innovation roadmap, the ability, our ability to help customers realize value through incremental use cases, the experience that we deliver to our customers using a product, it's all a part of that one holistic agenda that we have, both from a product standpoint and from a customer experience standpoint. It's one and the same, actually.
It is indeed. That's why we're saying product is the new marketing. And it's more than that. Now, you are very much in contact with your customers. I mean, there are executives within CleverTap now doing a world tour, visiting with customers all around the world. Where do you see marketers struggling most?
So if you think about marketeers, they are focused on growth. And when they have to drive growth, there are really 2 parts: acquiring users, which is acquisition of users, and second is retention of users. Now, when you're starting your journey as a business, acquisition is important, but over a period of time, retention becomes of paramount importance. Now, the challenge for marketers is that in a world which is hyper competitive. The challenge for marketers is that in a fiercely competitive world where the consumer expectations are rapidly evolving, making sure that you're able to retain your users onto your application or a website, it's a big challenge. If you look at some of the statistics, 90% of the users acquired by a brand leave them within the first 90 days. Now, that's a massive problem for the marketers. And they are basically trying to solve this problem of user retention, of user engagement they're trying to solve these problems of user retention and user engagement to build strong businesses.
So they are focusing more and more on retention. I'm hearing it as well. I was just at an event and I'm gearing up for MAU. In fact, you are as well at CleverTap, which has now become an you know, the mobile acquisition and retention event of the year, the happening to discuss this. What do you recommend to marketers who are just starting to focus on retention? I mean, there's no quick fix, obviously, but the industry is starting to think about acquisition and retention. Marketers are focusing their efforts on both. Is there a way to start, like a jump start, to open the aperture of how you see the customer journey and start focusing on that? Is there something you can recommend?
So messaging, if I talk about user engagement and messaging, that is a value exchange between the brand and its consumers. And marketers have an opportunity to create disproportionate amount of value for their consumers through that exchange. What marketers have to realize that as much as user retention is a challenge, it is an opportunity for them to get across to their consumers and create value for them at every touch point. And
at Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow. I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
I think marketers today, I think it's almost an imperative for them to focus on that particular attribute, that particular aspect of the business. And when done right, this basically creates disproportionate returns for the marketers.
So it all comes together in the customer experience. And we've been seeing and discussing, you know, the Netflix effect that turns up the pressure on all companies from retail to travel, everything in between, to improve and scale how they match marketing and messaging, to your point, to their customer needs. Just curious, if we look at retail specifically, you've just published the Fit for Future of Retail framework. You've even written about it now in VentureBeat. Tell us what this framework is.
So Fit for the Future framework is an industry playbook for retailers to get a jump start on the strategies and use cases that retailers can adopt to drive user retention, drive customer lifetime value, and in the process, increase the revenues, reduce cost, and in turn improve the profitability.
You talk about the touch points, Abhishek. I'm just curious. I think sometimes through the pandemic that this has changed a bit and we're not maybe fully understanding the journey, the touch points. It's changed, it's shifted. I mean, how many touch points are there that marketers can be using or maybe not even using to their fullest?
I think the opportunities for marketeers are immense. And the first step of the marketeers is to truly understand the journey of the consumer. Now, what is happening is when you have a small consumer base, you can think of cohorts. But what is happening is once your user base expands, every consumer has a journey. And we're really talking about a wide range of customer journeys, because every customer, based on the geography, based on the psychographic needs, they would have the unique journey. Now, marketers have an opportunity to understand those journeys and engage with the consumers in the context of their own unique journeys with the brand. That is a massive opportunity. And thankfully, marketers have solutions which can help them achieve those outcomes.
Mm-hmm. Well, we are going to talk more about the Fit for the Future of Retail framework and about hyper-personalization. But Abhishek, we do have to go to break. So listeners, don't go away. We'll be right back.
Mobile Presence, sponsored by CleverTap, a leading engagement and retention platform, will be back after this message.
Welcome back to Mobile Presence. I'm your host, as always, Peggy Ann Saltz, and we have today Abhishek Gupta, Chief Customer Officer at CleverTap. And Abhishek, before the break, we were talking about the Fit for the Future of Retail framework. The idea was to provide retailers with a jump start, as you said, some tactics, a way to really go at achieving certain objectives. But maybe you could tell me really what it enables retailers to do.
Yeah. So we have a compelling platform that allows retailers to analyze, segment, and engage users on one single platform. Our focus has always been to ensure that our customers are able to maximize the value from a product and are able to basically do so in an expedited manner. As we started working with retailers across the globe, we realized that we have an opportunity to do more to help them succeed, to help them accelerate the value that they're getting from the platform. And what we did is we went about creating a set of best practices, set of strategies and use cases, which allow the retailers to achieve the KPIs in a holistic and in an expedited manner. So the Fit for the Future retail framework is a set of strategies, it's a set of use cases that retailers can utilize from the word go. And this in turn allows them to not really go and figure out a lot of the stuff by themselves. It allows them a jump start, and it allows them to go ahead and start providing these compelling experiences to their end users very, very quickly.
And of course, the report itself, I've taken a look at it, taken a look at your article recently in VentureBeat, and you know, it's based on over 100 real interviews with customers. They're telling you, here's what I do, here's where I struggle, here's what I'm trying to achieve. I'm just wondering if across all of those interviews, if there's something that stood out, particularly surprising, something that maybe our listeners can identify with or even sympathize with as being a marketing nightmare or a marketing opportunity. What can you share?
Yeah, so you're right, Peggy. As a part of this process, we spoke to hundreds of customers. We also analyzed millions of data points. To be able to understand in great level of detail what exactly is going on, both from a consumer standpoint and from the perspective of retailers. And what interestingly, we saw a couple of things. One is through this process, we realized that the challenge that marketer is facing and the help they need is huge. And which is why we said, okay, we need to do more. And we basically created this Fit for the Future retail framework that we are talking about. But secondly, what we also realized is when it comes to achieving the business objectives, there are actually a set of consistent business objectives, a set of consistent strategies that brands can adopt to actually get the jumpstart that I spoke about. So for example, if you look at the business objectives, there are really three or four key objectives that retailers have, like at a high level. They want to make sure that they're able to increase the retention of the new users with their acquiring. They want to ensure that they are able to engage the users in the most effective and efficient manner. They want to drive revenues to the users they have, and they want to make sure that they're able to retain these users for a longer period of time. And so what we've done is in this framework, across those four business objectives, we have laid out strategies and use cases that allows brands and retailers to achieve each one of those objectives. We also provided KPIs against each one of those objectives so that it's not merely a theoretical exercise for the retailers. It's actually something which is very specific so that retailers in their own context can choose and sequence activities based on whatever they're trying to achieve.
And that's the really key part of this, because if you can measure it, then you can improve it. And you need to know the metrics. And the metrics aren't always the easy ones that add up to LTV, you know. It's very specific ones for very specific steps. Can you give us an example of some of those metrics, maybe the more I wouldn't say the more esoteric, but the more the ones we don't think of that you've actually outlined here, things that marketers could measure and maybe aren't.
So at a high level, from a business standpoint, retailers are trying to increase their revenues, reduce costs, improve profitability. Extremely important in this entire process, they want to make sure that the return on capital is important. In the process, they want to ensure that the return on capital is high. Now, to achieve these business objectives or business goals, they have to achieve certain underlying metrics, certain underlying business metrics. And what we have done in the Fit for Future Retail framework, we have basically broken down these key business areas into these business metrics, which can be achieved. And we have put all of that in the context of a customer's journey, because that really is the cornerstone of this framework. There are a couple of like simple examples that I give that I can. There are a couple of very simple examples that I can give.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So for example, after you have acquired a new user, it's important to ensure that you're able to convert an unnamed user into a registered user. That simple journey at the beginning, it helps you drive your user retention. Now once you have a registered user, you want to make sure that they are going and doing product use. They are adding products to the cart. After they've added products to the cart, you want to ensure that they're actually going ahead and buying it. So you're focused on conversion rates, you're focused on CTRs. And after a customer has completed a transaction, you want to make sure that you're actually increasing the average revenue per user, you're increasing the repeat transaction rate. So we have KPIs across the customer journey that is focused on all of these activities that retailers and brands want the consumers to do in their application or website.
So Abhishek, you talk about what marketers can do to bring you deeper into the funnel. However, I've seen in experiences where, you know, they want you so badly that before they've even shown you why you would want to shop on their website, they're like, okay, give us all your details. Give us your email, you know, sign up, be a member of this, that, and the other. And then I've seen some others who say, no, come on in, shop. Be a guest, you don't have to do all of this, and we'll deal with that later, maybe after we've proven that we have shown value and delivered value. What are your thoughts around that early stage? Is there best practice for how you get someone deeper into the funnel, but not sort of just be that feeling that you're grabbing someone and you want to keep them? It feels almost desperate at the beginning is what I'm trying to say.
I think it's very, very important for brands to ensure that you're building trust with the customers. I think the whole thing that I'm talking about focused on customer journey, there are really two critical attributes. One is you want to be able to serve the needs of the customers. Second is you want to build a relationship with them, which is based on trust. So at all aspects, and more so at the beginning of the journey of a customer with a brand, it's important to build the trust. Now, when we're talking about building the trust, it's important for customers to know that you are basically trying to help them get more value. That this messaging that is happening between the brand and the consumer is a value exchange. If a customer knows that they are going to more value, if a customer knows that they are going to get a more personalized, more relevant experience, if they are registered with a brand or a retailer, They would be happy to do so. And the second set of assurance which the consumers need is that you are basically going to protect the privacy. And so brands have to ensure that customers understand that that their information which they are providing to the brand, so if they're registering with the brand, that the information would help them get better experience. And the second is, all of this is going to be done in a privacy compliant manner. That assurance, that trust is very, very important. And one of the important things is that sometimes we think about all of these tactical goals, right? It's very easy to stay focused on CTRs, conversion rates, but the more important part is the trust, that emotional connect that a brand needs to have with the consumer is perhaps a more important part of this entire dynamics. And I believe that there is an opportunity. As a matter of fact, there is a massive opportunity for marketers to build that emotional connect, because at the end of the day, that emotional connect will ensure that customers are coming to your application or website a lot more. It will also ensure that they stay with you for a longer period of time.
Mm-hmm. So I've shared sort of my typical shopping experience, which is fending off some of the retailers that are a little bit too eager to have me as a customer. They haven't proven that they really have earned me as a customer. That's my sort of example of not a great experience. What about you? What's an example of a great experience or not so great experience, and one you would say tells us a story around best practice, how you treat your customers as individuals, how you should do this?
In today's world, consumers are very clear that they want to be treated as individuals, whether it be a physical store or whether it be an online store, whether it be messaging which is happening in person or the messaging which is happening through digital mediums. So that personalization, that individualization in a very contextual manner is very, very important. Now, in terms of the good and the and not so good experiences that I've had, I have really enjoyed being on retail website or applications where the brands are able to provide me a personalized experience both on the user interface and through the messaging, and that experience is consistent. So I'm seeing, for example, if they're recommending a product to me, I'm actually seeing the same recommendation that is coming on the user interface and that's coming on the via a push notification on email. That gives me a consistent experience. And when that particular recommendation resonates with me, I'm driven to actually complete the transaction. But I'm also, over a period of time, when I start seeing those personalized recommendations more and more, it increases my trust in the brand, that they truly get me. What that does it, when I have to shop again, I go to the same retailer because I know that they get me. Something that typically used to happen in offline store that happens in physical retail stores, right? We walk into physical retail stores where we know that the person on the other side truly understands that no one needs. And when we will go there, we will be treated nicely. When that experience manifests in the digital world, the consumer behavior basically kind of resonates and it kind of gets replicated in a similar manner.
I can totally understand where you're coming from, Abhishek. You want to have your context sort of travel with you. You want people to understand you as individuals, and retailers need to know that. You know, they need to understand what you've bought, what might complement that. And that's all part of a larger concept that you're talking about, which is not new. Other analysts have been speaking about it as well, but everyone has their different version of what it means and how to apply it. And you talk about hyper-personalization. What do you mean by that?
So before I talk about hyper-personalization, let me try and see if I can break a myth here. If you're getting an email with a name on it, a lot of time people call it personalization. Now that's a myth. That's not personalization. Personalization or hyper-personalization is actually about three critical things. The first one is it's about individualization. Every consumer wants to be treated as individual. As a matter of fact, over the course of the pandemic, the consumer expectations have only gone up. Today, most of the customers are expressly stating that they want to be treated as an individual and not as a part of some random cohort. The second is being able to anticipate customer needs and engage with them real time. Customers are saying that you should know me to serve me, And when you're serving me, serve me in my context and serve me real time. So that engagement has to happen in real time. If a customer is looking to buy something on your app or website today and you send a coupon 2 days later, that's not very helpful for a customer. So that real-time predictive engagement in the context of the customer is very important. And the third is, which is very, very important, is today, when we talk about personalization or hyper-personalization, a lot of times it's very transactional. It is about, okay, can I send someone that particular coupon, or can I send something which will drive people to a higher conversion rate? Now, all that is well and good, but what is very, very important is that you have to build that relationship with that consumer, and you have to provide that hyper-personalized experience through the end-to-end journey with the brand. And what that means is you will have transaction events, you will have education-related events with them, and sometimes you will just have those touch points to make the customer feel good. And so you have to really kind of touch upon all of those aspects to be able to build that long-term relationship. And when brands provide these hyper-personalized experiences in real time through the end-to-end customer journey, this can have like a disproportionate benefit for the companies that put hyper-personalization at the center of the business strategy versus companies that don't.
That's interesting. Just sort of checking in is part of this strategy. I remember having a marketer here on Mobile Presence who said, you know, sometimes, and this was in the pandemic, so this was very much a necessity to drive connection. They would just send out and say, how are you doing? You know, based on what they knew about the person, what they were doing and shopping for. It's just like, how are you doing? And so that, again, you know, drives that sense of, I understand you. I get you. I know where you are in your journey, and I'm there for you. Of course, retailers want to treat everyone as an individual. That's what they need to do. That's going to be the core of competitive advantage. But size matters too. You know, they need to treat a lot of people as individuals. How can retailers scale hyper-personalization, and how does CleverTap enable this?
Yeah, so before I answer that question, Peggy, I do want to touch upon the point that you made about the simple thing where the brand said, how are you? That's a really good example, because these small touch points matter a lot. They basically tell the consumer that as a brand, you care about them. That empathy is very, very important. And we, like, as we think about the world on a move forward basis, we have to put that empathy as a very important attribute of messaging and engagement with the customers. Now, coming to the scale part of it, scale cannot be an afterthought in detail. Scale has to be a part of the very strategy. It has to be a part of the foundation when you're laying out a business strategy. For one simple reason, when you're thinking of engaging millions of customers in a hyper-personalized manner multiple times during the day, you have to have scale built into your strategy from the very beginning. Now, what you've done at CleverTap is we have built a platform that is built for scale, but we also done a couple of things which are very different and distinct to make hyper-personalization a reality for the brands and for the consumers. So we have built a proprietary database engine that we call as ARC, Automate, Retain, Convert. That's what ARC stands for, which allows brands to ingest high volume of highly granular data. It allows them to synthesize all of this data very, very quickly, and allows them to engage with their consumers in real time. Now, that is hugely impactful, because you're engaging with the right customer in the right context at the right time with the right messaging. And that's very, very important. The second thing that we have done is we have invested in predictive capabilities that allow brands to anticipate the needs of their customers. So you have to be able to provide what a customer came looking for when they visit your website or app. And we enable brands to be able to provide those recommendations to their consumers. And the third is we have built capabilities that allow brands to utilize a unified platform built on unified database to engage with the consumers from an end-to-end basis through the journey with the brand. So all of those three things allows brands to engage with these consumers and provide these hyper-personalized experiences in a non-transactional manner. Mm-hmm. Actually, you can do both transactional and relationship-oriented manner, but principally focused on their on the journey, end-to-end journey with the brand.
So we've been talking about it the whole time. I'd like you to sum up with your golden rule of retention, Abhishek.
Before I get to the golden rule of retention, I want to touch upon one aspect, which is retention is one of those areas which has a huge impact on the business. And sometimes that impact is less understood. The first is retention compounds. So when you retain more users, for example, over a period of time, the gap between you and your competitors, it gets widened up over a period of time. That's why retention is very, very important. Retention also is one of the perhaps only KPI that cuts across your three areas of business. It helps you increase revenues, it helps you reduce cost, and it improves your profitability. There are not too many business levers that allow you to achieve all of the three outcomes together. My golden rule of retention is that you have to create both the functional value and for the customer, and you have to have the emotional connect with them. Because functional value allows you to create value for the customer in the short run, whereas the emotional connect allows you to create disproportionate value for the customers throughout the journey with the brand. And when brands are focused on making sure that the messaging which they're having with the consumer, it is a strong exchange of value between them and the consumer, they are able to achieve these two objectives in terms of the transactional objective, in terms of the relationship objectives, and achieve the outcomes.
Great way to sum it up. Talking about hyper-personalization, individualization, your framework as well, which I'll have in the show notes. Abhishek, thanks so much for sharing your personal journey and also telling us more about how to create a user journey. Thanks for sharing.
Thank you, Peggy.
And of course, I won't let you go just yet, Abhishek, mm-hmm. because our listeners, they do like to stay in touch. They do like to find out more. What's the best way to stay in touch, or if they wanted to chat with you or find out more about how you see retention or how you enabled it, what's the best way?
I'm very happy to hear from the listeners here, and they can easily reach out to me personally via my social media handles, and they can reach out to us even through our website. We have got information present on our website in terms of phone numbers, email IDs, forms, and they can utilize any of the avenues that are most suitable for them to get across to us.
Perfect. And you have them all up to a chat bot. I've been there. And we'll have all of these details, as I said, in the show notes. So thanks again, Abhishek, for being on the show. Thank you for being my guest.
Thank you, Peggy. Appreciate it.
And of course, Abhishek has shared his journey. And to help marketers and organizations drive customer connection and retention, CleverTap as a company invites you to tune into CleverTap Engage. Full disclosure, I'm also a co-host. It's a lively bi-weekly video podcast that challenges convention a little bit on occasion, a little edgy as well, shining a light on CMOs at major brands achieving meaningful, memorable, and clever customer engagement. So learn from the best and let us know as well what you've learned along the way. Check out the pure gold and lots of thought grenades over at the CleverTap playlist on YouTube, CleverTap Engage. And if you want to keep up with me throughout the week or find out more about how you can be a guest or sponsor on Mobile Presence, then you can email me, Peggy. Peggy@mobilegroove.com is where you can also find my portfolio of content marketing services. You can also check out this and all earlier episodes of our show by going to WMR.fm or Amazon, iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. All of those channels, just search Mobile Presence. And don't forget video, of course. We are powered by my own brand, The Groove, on YouTube. So until next time, remember, every minute is mobile, so make every minute count. Stay well, keep well, stay safe, and we'll see you soon.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.